Welcome back to, yeah, that's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hello, I'm Baylen Leonard, and welcome to another edition of the Country Music Talk podcast. On today's episode, we're all about British country music with one of the UK's biggest and best-known duos and twins, Ward Thomas. Yes, Catherine and Lizzie, they're back with a brand new album and a brand new tour, and we're so happy that they came into Absolute Radio Country Studios for a well-earned catch-up. So let's not hang about. Let's start the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Oh, this is exciting because we have one of the biggest, like a tent pole in the UK country scene, friends who I haven't seen in a while, and I'm so excited because they are back with their fifth studio album. It's called Music in the Madness. It's coming out next year. Catherine and Lizzie Ward Thomas, welcome back.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Hey, it's a pleasure. I say back because we've met loads of times, but it's been a while. I can't remember the last time that we were together in a building with a big antenna on top. So what have you guys been up to?
Well, we've been working on this next album. We've been doing trips, going to Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Writing all the time, and we've been enjoying kind of having a bit of time to kind of really write music that we really are passionate and want to write about, really.
And somebody got married as well?
Yes. Yeah, it's been quite an intense year. So
yes.
Lots to report, and then hopefully it'll be even more intense next year with an album out. So.
Wait, who got married?
It was me.
Catherine.
Okay, congratulations.
Catherine, thank you.
Was there singing at the wedding?
So no live singing.
Okay.
Lizzie wrote a song.
Great.
But she was not allowed to perform it live because she was going to fall apart. No,
no,
it was all emotional and
it
lovely
was very
and
emotional,
sweet.
But I'm a hideous crier. So
right.
I'll literally go, hoo.
And the thing is I feel like when you're like doing a speech and you shed a tear, some people, you know, they just wipe a little one single tear away and
sure.
It's all like
moving. Movie tear, beautiful.
Yeah, but when you're singing and you're trying to stop crying, it ends up coming out in the song.
Yes.
So it would be like, and it just, I was like, no, I really just think that it would be nicer for you not to have to worry about that. So she recorded it and we played out the speakers.
Played it out.
And it was, and there was not a dry eye in the room, so thank God she didn't sing it live.
Is this a song that we will ever hear? Like,
yeah,
is it on the new album?
Yeah, it isn't, okay. But it is definitely something that we'd like to share with the world.
Yeah.
Because it's
special. I think it'll be a really nice kind of personal song that we'll share randomly out in the open.
Yeah, and it's one of those that's like very specific to like marriage and siblings, because it's such a big transition when one of your siblings gets married, and especially when you're so close, like me and Lizzie do everything together. So it was a big, yeah, it was a big deal, and I'm sure that there's hundreds and thousands of people out there that know exactly what that feels like. So
oh, that's lovely. Well, listen, we've got plenty of great new music. You know, we can wait for that one. So I have only heard Justice and Mercy so far from Music in the Madness, and I have to say we absolutely love it. We've been playing it a lot. I've always loved what you guys do. It's a bit of a gear shift. It's a bit of a change in direction. And I don't know if that's fair or not. So it feels a lot more kind of rootsy. It's a very authentic sounding song. It feels like it sits quite naturally in the Americana world, but obviously appeals to loads of other things as well. So is that fair of me to have been saying that? Have I been lying?
That's music to our ears. We love hearing that. I mean, with this song specifically, when we wrote Justice and Mercy, we were kind of trying to make sense of all the insane things that were going on in the world and put it into this crazy person that is the character in the song. And it made so much sense when we were writing it to sort of set it in like a Western old film. And
like with cowboys, like Western cowboys.
Yeah, and so it felt very much like a country Americana vibe from the beginning.
We love writing songs like this. It's like our favourite thing to do. A real story. You get really into the story and build the character. And build all the different perspectives of all the different people and how they view this one individual. So we got really, it was a really fun writing session. And we've also been listening to a lot of Americana, so it's really interesting that you said that. We're massive fans of Brandi Carlile and Chris Stapleton. And so I think that's come out in this album a lot more because of our influences that we've been listening to a lot more recently.
And also it's so broad, isn't it, Americana? Like there, and you guys have always been kind of tricky to put into a box. You know, obviously country was the overriding theme of what you were doing, but you always had different influences and styles and sounds within there. So it's really nice to see you really going for it with a different sound. I love it. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Did you write it when you were in Nashville? You said you've been out in Nashville writing a lot. Is this one of the ones that you wrote there?
Yes, we wrote this in February with Cheyenne Medders and Rebecca Powell, which was that was a great trip. We actually wrote a lot of the songs on Music in the Madness on that trip. So we were in very much the Nashville vibe.
Right,
and
yes.
And we love going there because you just feel like you go over there, you're living, you're breathing music the whole time. And so that's why we love going over there and writing and creating so much, because it just feels very productive and it's really exciting.
And were you in one of those writing places that was like an old house that became a writing room, or were you kind of in different places?
We were in a
sitting
room. For Justice and Mercy, we were sat in a sitting room in an old American
house. It's lovely, isn't it? Because I think that sort of thing, it does have an influence on what comes out of that, doesn't it? The environment in which you write.
Yeah, I think every single little thing that happens in that moment has like an effect on the song. I think it was Bob Dylan that said that like there's only a certain amount of songs in one guitar, because it's like as soon as you pick up a different guitar and it has a slightly different sound, or you're in a room that you're feeling cozy and warm, or you're feeling like stressed, or like all of that is so influential to the kind of song you get out of the day. And it did feel like it was sort of a rainy day in February, and we were sort of writing this dark song about a crazy person.
It's like the dark kind of guitar part.
How important is it to do all of this in Nashville? Most of your stuff was kind of done in the UK in the beginning, right? And slowly Nashville has been integrated. So how important is it for you to kind of keep that foot in Nashville?
I think with all of our connections as well that we've made in Nashville, we've made some really close relationships and friendships that we love writing with. And I feel we write our best stuff with people that we are really close to as well, because you have this kind of freedom of saying whatever you want to say in the writing room. And we love going over there and meeting new people. It's just being in that kind of musical environment that is really important when we're creating.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we've recorded a lot over here, but from the beginning we were sort of writing in Nashville. And the productivity and the headspace that we're in when we're there is just slightly different to when we're here. And that's not to say we haven't written songs here that very much deserve a place on this record and have done, but there's something specifically about being in the atmosphere of country, people understanding country so much. It's in their bones. They've grown up with it. And we're desperate to be a part of that, which is because obviously coming from the UK, it's not in the same way. We've not grown up with it in the same way. We're sort of trying to be like, hey, we would love to be a part of this world. Can you show us the ropes?
Put our twist on it. But also when we're in Nashville, we've got all these opportunities to go and see loads of live music as well, like in the evenings. And that has a big effect on like the vibe of the song that we're writing out there. And I feel like sometimes when we're writing over here at home with a cup of tea, we write a lot more of our kind of ballads or kind of, you know, harmony, really kind of meaningful songs. And in Nashville, we're like Justice and Mercy, Music in the Madness.
Do you guys have places now that you love to go in Nashville that you go a lot? Or because
We have our favorite go-to spots.
Yes, what are they?
We love a Fido's breakfast.
Good, yeah.
We love, I'm trying to think of all the bars.
Five Points Pizza, surely.
Very good.
Yeah always.
Burger Up as well.
Oh, yeah.
And a cocktail at Pinewood Social.
It's so funny, isn't it? Because this must happen to you as well. You can be kind of any of those spots that you just mentioned or a myriad of others in Nashville and end up meeting, A, the most random people, but also some of the most like connected and important people in the music business.
You
know, at like 2 a.m. outside of Five Points Pizza getting a takeaway slice.
Yes.
You can just meet so many different people. It's great. But I guess that's the thing about it being Music City is that literally those people are everywhere.
Literally are. And it's funny because I think Nashville's changed a lot since we've started going, because it's grown so much. It's like so much bigger than when we started. But it still feels like a big, small town because you still run into people that you've met hundreds of times in the same cafes that you just wouldn't really expect because there's so many people there, but you still run into the same old same old lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've got the album coming out, Music in the Madness, that's coming out in March, and a tour.
In April.
Yeah, the tour is coming as well. So when was the last time you guys toured?
This time last year, November and December.
And was that when you did the acoustic thing? Because there was all that delay with COVID and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was a funny tour for us because it was like we obviously announced the tour dates when we were releasing the sort of unfiltered tour from our last album, Restless Minds, and it was going to be the sort of stripped back unfiltered.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put out an album invitation in the meantime. So then we had a set that was kind of an invitation tour, but it was also stripped back and more acoustic. So it felt like a sort of two tours in one, which was quite fun, but I think it's more exciting in some ways to go on a tour that's very much like the Music in the Madness tour. We can structure it very much. We know we're going on tour in April. We know that we don't have to postpone it this time, which is really nice.
Yes. And so what are we going to look forward to in this tour? What's it going to be like? Because after kind of doing, you know, that whole period of that we just talked about, and then now this is like big tour, big new album. Yeah. Are you pulling out all the stops, all the bells and whistles?
I think we are. I think we're excited to pull out all the bells and whistles, because also Catherine and I are at a different stage of our lives now. Catherine's just got married. Mm-hmm. We're at, you know, in our later 20s. We're excited to show everyone kind of our new face and our new kind of sound. I mean, it's the same kind of rootsy sound, but it's more cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
We've got more material now, and also we've toured enough so that we can kind of structure the set to be more like a journey. We want to do the throwing all of the bells and whistles out and then pulling it all the way back and just doing it back to me and Lizzie singing. And we've got the songs and we've got the hopefully experience now to be able to structure a show that feels
like
that
a
we're
story
really excited
as
about.
Well. Yeah. Yeah, taking you on a story.
And you guys have been out with some big people. You've seen how it's done. Like you were out with Brad Paisley, and that is a big, big show.
That was. And I mean, we've got some funny stories, actually.
Oh gosh.
Oh yeah, go on. We're listening.
Well, we went on stage and sang Whiskey Lullaby with him, but we quickly rehearsed it before we went on stage with him to do that song.
Backstage,
and
yeah.
There's a lot of she's and he's. So you hear she put that bottle to her head instead of she put that bottle to his head. And you end up saying the he's and the she's all in the wrong place. And we kept sort of singing it. And then in front of him, me and Lizzie looked at each other and we were like, no, you're doing that bit. No, you're doing that bit.
We were
and
like bickering in front of him.
Yeah, I think he thought he was being punked because we were like, no, I promise you, we'll be able to do this. It's like we're suddenly going to go and sing this in front of 16,000 people. We will.
Well,
promise.
Very on trend, you know, gender fluid, like,
yeah,
you know,
that's true, actually.
All the doors are open.
It's more
so
just
I think
want to look like a murder.
Yes. And of course, you've been out with the Shires, Ben Earl, you know, he has his very own show here on Absolute Radio Country. So you guys kind of came up together, right? So you must have some good old stories about Ben that we can embarrass him with.
It was the early days. It was fun, actually, when we were on tour with them, because it was really nice to have, I think, each other to be doing it together, because in that stage of both of our careers, country in the UK was at very much an infant stage.
Yes, well, it was just you guys.
So we were sort of trying to be like, it made everything feel more like a movement, because we were both doing it. We were seeing the people come out to the shows. We were doing a song together every night. So, I mean, it was all positive. Yeah. I don't think we have any embarrassing stories for
Ben. We had a really fun night one night because it was our drummer's birthday, and we all had a day off the next day. So we all decided to go out in Norwich. Was it Norwich? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And we all got very drunk and dancing like idiots on the dance floor. And I think we all saw a different side to, like,
the icebreaker.
Our childish side.
Right.
Yeah, it's an important thing on a tour, especially
is.
When you're touring with lots of other people that you don't know. You need that icebreaker.
Yeah, of course,
like,
yeah.
Sometimes it kind of happens later on in the tour when everyone's slightly more comfortable around each other, and then all pretenses go and everyone's just completely
themselves.
The inner
themselves. Child all comes out.
And also that's when you become like friends.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
Well, you know, as opposed to like, oh, colleagues or, you know, we respect each other or
like
whatever. And
you start mocking each other in a, you know, funny way.
Yeah,
you
until you've had an embarrassing night out together,
exactly.
I think, you know,
you
that's
to.
When it really happens. Well, we have to talk about your animals because my dog Clyde's running around the studio as we speak. And I know you guys have loads of animals. I think I follow Ward Thomas Animals on Instagram or something, right?
They have We're not very good on that Instagram account. We need to be a bit more, we need to put some more content up.
Yeah.
But
we're
yes.
ready for it whenever you're ready. You've been busy, but I'm there.
Just not as up for the photographs that, you know, they
well,
get cut camera shy.
A poppy. I've got a little miniature Shetland. She loves a picture. She's always, and you know, she's so photogenic.
With Clyde, everybody's like, oh, you should get his own Instagram account. I'm like, I barely have time
to update my own, let alone get Clyde an Instagram account.
But
it's
so
fun.
He gets far more likes than
but
I do.
But it is so fun following animals on Instagram. Like, I'm a follower of animal Instagram accounts. We decided to make a Ward Thomas animals account because we were like, let's just lump them all in one.
But you have loads. Like, let's go through some of the animals that you have. So go on.
So
there's loads.
We have between us
Catherine's
four dogs.
Got an obsession of birds.
I do have, and I've got five chickens and three ducks.
Yes.
I love my poultry.
Do you get your eggs from them?
I get eggs from my chickens. My ducks haven't really started laying much, but my chickens are very reliable.
I wouldn't know
what
to do with the duck egg, I don't
think. Really cute
well,
right
they're
now.
Kind of similar to chicken eggs. They're just a little bit bigger, a little bit richer in taste. But I don't get duck eggs anyway. I just get chicken eggs.
Got ya.
And then I've got a horse and Lizzie's got a Shetland. And then we have four dogs between us.
Clyde should come over for a visit.
Clyde would get on really well with Fergus. My partner's dog's called Fergus and we all live together. And my dog's called Twiggy.
Oh.
But Fergus and Clyde would be...
He can have a play
best
date.
Yeah.
He saw his first cow last weekend.
How did he
it was the best day of his life. You couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God. They are quite scary, I think, because I've got a little working Cocker Spaniel and she... we live right next to a field that used to have cows in it. Now they've got sheep in it, but she used to just sit and bark at them all day.
I'm very confused.
Cocker Spaniels are quite nuts, though, aren't they? They're quite...
Yeah. Yeah, you don't get a Cocker Spaniel if you want, like, an easy, calm life.
No, words to live by. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean,
perfect.
I love her more than anything, but you need to have a very active life to be able to
right.
to keep up with them.
Well, you guys are so busy. You're certainly active. Music in the Madness coming out in March. The tour begins in April. I can't wait to see all the great things that lie ahead for you. Always a pleasure. Thank you guys so much for coming in to see us.
Thank you for having us.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
So great to have Ward Thomas, Lizzie and Catherine back making music and back in the studio talking to us on Absolute Radio Country. Remember, if you love country music and you want to make sure that you never miss out on the latest from the biggest stars and artists, then you got to subscribe to the Country Music Talk podcast. That way you'll never miss a moment and you'll get all the full interviews as they come out. And of course, Absolute Radio Country is the place to hear the best country music. We're the most exciting country station in the UK. So just tell your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. And there we are. I'll be back soon with more amazing artists. But in the meantime, just do one thing for us. Keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.